You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers, for real niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now.
Good morning, Duchess.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I like the song.
I was going to say, you look like you're watching 8 Mile for the first time.
I'm just taking it in, man.
You're in the mirror in the bathroom. You're fucking getting psyched up because it's another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. It's episode 141 and we're back on the morning grind.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to get my shit together because I'm the Duchess and I got a reputation. And then you're like, blah, mom spaghetti.
Yeah, Nutri-Grain bars and milk. That's what I'm doing.
You wanted to go in the morning again this week, so I'm okay with that.
Well, you do creatures on Friday, so I figure why bombard you with all these shows. Plus, I feel like if we break it up, then it's less likely that one of the kids will pop in on us. Because if we're just in the studio all night Friday, then they're going to be like, what the hell? You need to take care of us.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Now, the big one's still sleeping because he likes to pull all-nighters on the Xbox. So, what happened?
I don't know. I feel like something bit me.
You probably pulled on a skin tag, old man.
It's fucking Florida. I don't know. Something bit my ass.
Those no-see-ums.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a real thing. I thought that when we first moved here, I thought that was Florida people fucking with the northerners that were new to the thing. Because yeah, I'm like, why is it called no-see-um? Like, ha ha ha, you got...
You don't see them.
Like, that's something you say to a kid. Like, oh, no-see-um gotcha, you know?
That's like when Logan was...
But it's a thing.
Logan was asking me about what sugar bugs look like, because when he used to go to the dentist... I say used to. to the dentist.
Well, we used to do a lot of things before the COVID. World fell apart.
Yeah, so he's like, what do sugar bugs look like? I'm like, they're not real. The dentist just told you that, so you brush your teeth. It's really plaque, and plaque turns to tartar. And he's like, well, when she scraped my teeth one time, there was this white thing. I was like, yeah, that's probably tartar because you don't brush your fucking teeth, and plaque turns into tartar, so then it gets harder.
He's in a weird transitional phase right now where he's going from pediatrics to like actual, you know, like
puberty.
well, he's getting like real shit. Like, yeah. You know, all the little kid razzle dazzles fucking getting going away, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's got to learn the real deal shit now. So yeah. It's kind of like a lot of truth at once.
Yeah, like baby chickens are actually popcorn shrimp.
Yeah, all the lies. Yeah, all the lies. I wonder if this is the year. I mean, like, if this is ever the year, I mean, like, he probably is going to find out about Santa Claus, right?
I think he already knows, but he's scared to say anything because he's afraid he won't get presents.
I told Two Rings in the height of the COVID, I was talking to Two Rings. Well, I mean, granted, we're still in the height of the COVID, you know, whatever. But, like, you know, a couple months ago when it was, like, fresh and new and fucking fully kicking and everything, I was on the phone with Two Rings and I was like, this is the year you get rid of that goddamn elf.
Ugh, the fucking elf.
You tell them that the elf caught the COVID. Elf got Rona'd. Mm-hmm. He died. Sorry. He was a casualty.
I like it. It'd be so funny if he like set up, put him on a ventilator and shit.
Oh my
God. Like a little like with straws or something.
With like pixie dust and shit. That whole fucking thing's stupid. I told him, now's your chance. Get it. Get out. Get out now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take the opportunity.
I'm glad we never did that dumb elf.
I am too.
We line up to our children. We don't need to lie anymore.
Come up with more things.
Yeah.
But it's magical. It's magical.
Yeah, and then when they find out it's bullshit, they're going to be like, fuck magic.
Yeah.
What else is fake? And then he'd be like, what else is fake? Jesus? Fuck Jesus.
And then you got to have the hard conversation that Jesus was an alien and we're all here because of a fucking science experiment. That being said, hashtag no offense show is sponsored by the Hemp Bomb CBD Company. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. The many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS at HempBombs.com. That's HTNOS at HempBombs.com and save 20% on your entire order. Mm-hmm. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide array of products and supplements. Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. I love Alpha Brain.
I know.
You love gut health.
I do.
Those are pretty much like the two things that we use from them.
Yes, because everything else is sold out.
Is it?
I can't find a kettlebell still.
For real?
I'm having trouble. 15 pounds must like the great medium of all weights. Because I can't find 15 pounds for nothing.
They had that big blowout sale in May, so they might have like completely like liquidated their inventory. Yeah, maybe. And now it's probably even on
Amazon. Like, I can't find. They want to sell you like a kit of them for like $300. I'm like, no, I just need one. Because
you don't need all of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I just need one. But even.
What do I got? A 30?
You've got a 25 and I have a 10.
And you need in the middle.
I need a 15. I was going to try
to do. You're swoller than you think. You're fucking swoller than you
I
think.
I lifted
you
can, that 25 you can pound do and it. I'm like, no.
You can do it. I promise you can do it. You're fucking swole.
I could. I mean, if it was just a few reps, that's fine. But I mean, they do 10 at a time, 30 second rest, 10 at a time, 30 second rest. So I wouldn't be able to do 25 pounds for the whole.
The whole workout?
Yeah. It's just too long because it's a 15 minutes.
You know what fucks with me the most with the kettlebells? Hmm. From what I do with it, I only do like three or four different things.
The kettlebell swing, the arm
I do thing. The swing. I do the, what is it? The get up.
Yeah.
The goblet squat is what fucks with me the most because my knee.
Yeah.
So when I got to do that goblet squat and then when I'm done, my fucking thighs, dude, my thighs are like fucking on
That's
fire,
what they're
man.
Supposed to be. I like squatting with the kettlebell.
Them goblet squats ain't no
I'll
joke.
Squat
dude.
And then I'll like do like a pull up or whatever, like a, you know, you put your arm down and back up, whatever that's called, and then you push it back up over your head, and then you go like you put do like a tri thing,
yeah,
with your thing, and then you come back up, and then you go back down, you squat, you do like a lift, and then you come back, push it up, and then do that. So it's like a whole body thing, but I don't feel like I'm getting as much as I can out of it because I feel like I need more weight.
Well, you know
I'm
what
not
you do,
sweating like I should be. I mean, I still sweat, but not.
No, I am not a personal trainer. Okay, so obviously. I'm just gonna preface this by saying that, but take advantage of that and get your technique right because it's not you know a super heavy weight. Make sure you're getting the mechanics right, get the technique right. You max out on your fucking reps since you can. Like just take advantage of you know having the situation that you're in. Make fucking lemonade out of lemons, madam.
Yeah, because even when I'm doing the one where you have it over your head and you get back, like if I don't think about it, see my elbows are all the way out here. I have to think about putting them close to my head.
That's what I'm saying.
I come back up because that's when you're doing your shoulders.
And you don't need to add weight to that equation when you're already trying to, you know, make sure that you're doing it correctly because of that.
Yeah.
So get your shit right fucking before you take the training wheels off.
Word.
Okay. That's the long way to say visit onnit.com. That's onnit.com/HTNOS where you can save 10% on your entire order of whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Now.
I want a puppy.
That's where we're going to start, huh? Again with the fucking puppy, huh?
Listen.
I'm listening. Here, now is your chance, okay? I've been dismissive of you. I apologize for that. I should be more of an understanding husband to what you need. And
I don't need one.
Listen, now is your chance. The gavel has been banged. Speak your piece.
I think that it's a good time to get a puppy because we're in the house and school doesn't start again until August and I'm going to be working from home. So it's plenty of time to have the puppy and train him and he won't be home by himself.
Is that it?
And they're cute and I miss having a dog. And I think having a puppy would be beneficial for Luke because he's, I don't know, I feel like we kind of robbed him a little bit. Logan grew up with a dog.
Ain't no goddamn right to grow up with a dog. What do you mean robbed him of a dog?
I think all kids should grow up with a puppy. I think it teaches them to be responsible and it teaches them empathy and it teaches them to love something other than their parents. Like, it's just, I think it's just all around a good experience. Because it's, you teach them how to nurture something and how to love it and things like that. I think it's a good experience. The problem is picking what kind of puppy to get.
Well, yeah, because you want to adopt, not shop, correct? You want to go to the pound and you want to pick out a pound puppy?
I kind of do, but then I kind of don't.
Okay.
The last time that we had gotten a pound puppy, Jake, he was a great dog.
Dog I ever want.
Yeah. Well, that's really sad.
That was my dog.
You don't know what.
That was my dog.
You don't know what you're really getting. You know, we didn't know Jake was going to be as big as he was, even though he was a good dog. But bitch didn't listen. He ran out the door every time it opened.
I loved him for it.
If he got out the front door, he would be in the orange grove down the street chasing rats. He wouldn't even give a fuck. He don't listen for shit.
He was so dumb. I loved him.
You couldn't walk him on a leash. You couldn't take him to a dog park.
When I worked nights and I was home during the day, I had him leash. Like, he was rocking good on the leash. And then
but he just gets distracted and then he would pull. And it wouldn't be anything. I'm not saying that a purebred dog is any smarter or better. I'm just saying
you're kind of saying that. You're kind of saying that, yeah.
But I'm afraid of getting a dog that's mixed with something that you don't want it to be mixed with and they don't tell you. Because I don't want anything with pit in it. And I don't care what anybody says. If it's not the breed, it's the people. It's still a breed thing. People get dogs for specific reasons and that to do to the breed. If you want to go hunting, then you get a retriever because they're going to retrieve
It's in the genetics. It's in the DNA. Genetics,
right. So even though it does have a lot to do with the way you bring the dog up, it's always in the DNA. So I don't want anything that's mixed with a pit. And a lot of dogs that are in the shelters are mixed with pit.
Why is that?
There's just a lot of strays.
I do. You know what? I do see a lot of like pits walking around with saggy nipples and shit. Like they've fucking been having babies for the last 15 years.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stray dogs. There's a lot of that's just how it happens. You know, because the lab pits are the most common.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why? Just because of size?
Yeah.
Sizes about the same match. Size, the holes match.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck was that?
I don't fucking know. He's got a tape measurer and he's measuring things and he's just yelling out numbers to me. I don't.
Bob the Builder over there.
But I was researching some different kinds of dogs other than labs that would be good for kids.
And what are they?
Weimaraners are good.
I'm okay with that dog. I've always had a crush on that dog.
Yeah, they're like a lab, but they're a little bit smarter because labs are kind of dumb.
I was like that too. Like even when we had when we went to get our old dog, I always had the envision of we were going to get a chocolate lab.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you came home with him and I was like, what the fuck? But he was so, I don't know.
Fit the name.
He was so happy and he came and he like was, I remember when he was little, he came and he jumped in my arms, but he was like fucking 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And I still caught him and he was all happy and shit. And he was running around in the yard and like I was so mad at you and he distracted me because you did that without telling me. And that's a big thing to do without telling your fucking spouse. And I was upset with you and I was working third shift and I came home from work and there was just a dog at the house.
That's not true.
Excuse me?
That's not true.
Madam?
I had you come in to the shelter with me because you had to sign paperwork. Because we had two cats at the time. So
yeah, you're right.
So I had to get proved that they had their shot.
You tried to do it that way. And you tried to do it that way and they fucking blocked you. And then we had a fight. And then at the end of the day, like all things.
I'm like, just come meet him.
So
then you came and met him. And then his brother was in the kennel next to us. We almost took both of them.
I would have liked to, you know, because then years later, we found out that his brother lived at that fucking farm kind of close to our house. Yeah. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And like we saw him in the field and whatnot. And
we took him to a dog park one day and then his sister,
one of his sisters was there. Yeah. There was like six of them, yeah?
Yeah, five. There were five of them. Hold on.
I told you we're doing a show. What do you want?
A hug.
Hey, bro. You're not at a loss for love, so why are you busting in on this show for a hug? I gave you so many hugs this morning. I let you sleep in my bed. I let you come and lay in my bed with me, dude. Come on now, man. We'll see you in a little bit. Be good out there, Bob.
I love him, but he's going to be a needy little motherfucker for some poor lady. He's already talking about when he's going to have a wife and children and he's
five.
Why is
he talking about that?
He's always asking me when am I going to be an adult? When do I get to have a job? When do you know?
I was the same way.
Really?
Yeah, and I always used to think that it was because my dad wasn't around. So like subconsciously, like I wanted to be like a good dad and a good husband for somebody else because I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And it's the complete opposite. Now he sees that like I'm a good dad and I'm a good husband for you, so he wants to do that, which is great. You know, yeah. You know, I'm setting a good example for him. But I'm like, what the fuck, man? Just like enjoy your life. Just be in the moment. Just be in the moment, dude. Well, and then, I always wanted to do that. I was telling my mom at like 13 I wanted to get a job. And I had a job at 15. Mm-hmm. Like I
told him, I was like, well, at 14 you can work at Publix. So you got 9 years to go. But then he's like, well, when I'm an adult, that means you're going to be a Boucher. And I was like, if you have kids, I'll be a Boucher. I'm not just going to be a Boucher.
Like you cross a threshold?
Yeah, when I get to a certain age, I'm just going to be a grandma. No, I said, you make me a grandma when you have kids. So I don't know. He's just a... I always thought, because, you know, I used to talk about birthmarks and how they're
significant?
Symbols. They're symbols. Symbolism. For... Yeah, it's like symbols for injuries in a past life. So maybe he's just maybe reminiscing on something that happened to him before.
Well, he's got that very distinct birthmark on his stomach or his torso, which it's either an eagle head or a pirate ship.
It looks like a pirate ship, yeah.
I feel like it's an eagle head. I feel
or a
like
Jedi
it's,
symbol.
It's a big ass like bird head, like a distinct bird head.
And I remember I did a show about what the different shapes and colors meant. So maybe I should relook at that because I don't remember what they were.
What do you mean you did a show?
Or I talked about it on one of our shows.
Like in depth?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But told you what the colors meant, what the shape meant, all that stuff. And a lot of it's like Indian heritage, like eagles, or if it looks like a gunshot, or like a bullet hole, you might have got shot. But like for his, it's just like this awkward shape.
Look,
but he's always been scared of water, so I'm like, maybe...
Look at my shin. What does that mean? What does that mean on my shin?
It looks like a dove to me.
A dove?
Mm-hmm. Because it's like it's pointy here. And then it's got a wing here. You know, like the doves that are holding like that little sprig of holly or whatever it is?
Oh, like peace?
Yeah.
You saying my shin's bringing peace to the world?
Yeah, why not? Somebody needs to.
Wow. And you're putting that on me.
You're doing a good job.
I try.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, he's been scared of water his whole life. Maybe he was a pirate in his past life and he got stabbed in the stomach with a sword. Because there's like weird shape like that.
You think that's plausible?
Maybe, but if he got stabbed in the stomach with a sword, then, or maybe it was a knife, because if it was a sword, then it would be...
What difference does the fucking blade make?
Because if it was a sword, you'd have a birthmark on the exit wound, as well as the entry wound.
You're assuming that it went out.
That's what I mean. If a knife is shorter, so maybe it was a knife.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want a puppy.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, man. Like, I told you, like,
I know you're very stubborn in certain things. And
it's not stubborn.
Well, Jake's your dog, and that's the only dog you're ever going to want. And just like if something ever happens to me, you're never going to have love again, and you're just going to be single and miserable your whole life.
It's not, about being miserable. It's about loyalty to you and the feeling of like fucking betrayal.
Well, I would want you to move on and be happy. I wouldn't want you to hold on to me like that.
I
wouldn't want to come in between something. If you just meet somebody at a restaurant or you're at the grocery store or something, and you guys start talking, you hit it off, and you're like, oh, my dead wife. No.
I wouldn't
stand in front of your happiness.
I love forever, dude. Like,
I know you do.
I don't love...
I know you do. That's my point.
I don't love your person. I love your soul.
Oh, bitch.
Okay. And that's fine. And I always wondered about that, too. It's like, okay, somebody dies, the other person gets remarried. So then
when you blast back to the afterlife, it's like, well, what the fuck, man? Here I am waiting for you to die so we could be together again. And you're down there fucking that redhead that you met at the corner bar.
Yeah. Well, then it's just, I guess, a threesome in heaven.
Threesome in heaven. Coming threesome soon on Netflix. With that weird song?
That's my song. I made it up.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I feel like if we did get a puppy, then you would fall in love all over again.
Maybe, probably. Mm-hmm. I like dogs, whatever.
I know you do.
Stop playing on my fucking sympathies and
I'm
shit.
I'm not. I haven't gotten a... When did Jake pass away? In 2015?
16,
so it's been about 4 years. October, it'll be 4 years this year.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a good amount of time that's gone by. Now we have a house with a yard. We could, you know, we have a good foundation for bringing in a puppy.
We'll discuss this.
We are discussing it.
We'll discuss this further.
So we're going to get paint today, and All About Puppies is right down the street from Sherwin-Williams.
Maybe
so.
We ain't going to go get paint.
Well, we're going because we're getting Portillo's, bitch.
Yeah, well, you always do this, man. You fucking dangle shit in front of me because you know I'm a small child. So you're like, I'll get you a sandwich if you go do chores with me. And you know I'm going to be like, all right.
Yeah, I'll do anything for a big beef. Yeah! So this past week was Father's Day. You got me a really nice...
I didn't get you shit for Father's Day.
No, for Mother's Day, because I don't do a lot on Facebook, and I know that bothers you sometimes, because you like to me to show everybody how great you are, even though they already know.
No, 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 no. Roll it back. Roll it fucking back. I don't give a fuck what you show other people. I want you to show me.
I do show you. Well, you got me a really nice... like canvas with their, all our names on it, which is very sweet. And I've been wanting something like that for a long time. So,
yeah.
But for Father's Day, it was this past weekend. And I felt like I wasn't going out in the COVID to get you a card.
Like, can you say out in the COVID? Like, if you walk outside, there's fucking virus clouds cycloning down the street.
Yeah, there
and
is.
Shit.
It's called the Sahara Desert. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's a big dust storm that came over. From the desert.
I'm here to tell you, I'm out in the world. I didn't see not one speck of dust. Not one fucking, not
That's
one sand.
Because you're wearing a mask.
Oh, well, that affects my vision, huh? I got that mask vision.
Yeah, you blind.
Don't even remind me about it. I'm so glad this week is over. Such a horrible.
So I had the kids make you Father's Day cards this year.
Yeah,
it
turned out awesome, too.
And then Lucas's was awesome because he wrote his name on a piece of paper and with a heart on it. And yeah. Then Logan, I just told him to make you a card. I didn't tell him what to put in it. I didn't tell him what to say. He wrote his own little blurb in there. And I thought that was really sweet. And it caught me off guard just because I know that he's like a sensitive kid, but I didn't think that I thought maybe he'd just be like, Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. You know, I'm so lucky that you love me and take care of me and that you're not one of those toxic dads out there. And he's like, anyway, Happy Father's Day, you know? So it was very sweet.
It's my dog.
And then I had a hard time thinking about what to get you.
Well, you nailed it. We talked about you last night when I was recording Creatures with the Boys because it was relevant, and you nailed it. I'm now a member, a monthly member of the Tampa Floats, so I get to go on a monthly basis and do my floats because I'm a big proponent of those float tanks and I don't get up there enough. And this is your way of
kicking
kicking me in the butt to get up there at least once a month. So I have a little membership. I get to fucking go in there and flash my credentials and they say, okay, sir, hop in your tank. And
hop in your tank.
I can blast off and go talk to fucking Anunnaki Jones and them and clear out my desktop and all that shit. And, you know, just hopefully... You know,
yeah,
continue on this metaphysical journey that I'm on.
Because for my dad, it's hard to be just because he kind of has everything. So I sent him one of those steak company boxes.
Yeah, I saw the bank statement. I thought that was for me. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to act surprised. Look at that. I got a fucking assortment of meats coming. And then it didn't come. And I'm like, huh, I guess fuck me, huh?
Well, and then I'm like, I'm smart enough to put what I'm getting you on a credit card so you don't see it. You know,
you got secret credit cards. Yeah. I don't even have that luxury.
I don't think secrets. So I was like, I can't get him just, you know, a box of meat. I have to get him something that he's been wanting or something. Because it doesn't always have to be the most expensive thing. Just something that that you want or you've been thinking about. And then the float thing, oh, it just popped in my head. And I'm like, awesome. Because I can buy it online. I don't have to go out in the COVID. And I could just print it out on the printer that we have. And that's it.
It was funny. I was laying in bed and you handed me their handmade cards, which were just folded pieces of paper, you know, and then you handed me your present, which was folded pieces of paper, you know, saying like, welcome to the float program or whatever.
Yeah,
it was very nice. I was very, very good, very good day.
Yeah, you cooked us some steaks.
Cooked some steaks. I got rid of my sex curls.
Yeah.
I do want to give a free ad to this establishment because I have... part of the problem with me having hair, and I mean, I realize how ridiculous this sounds, but part of the problem with me having like hair and not just buzzing myself is the maintenance of it, because I don't like to go and take care of it. I don't like to go get the haircut because I never have had a place. I've never have had a barber shop or anything. So I always just go to like fucking Sport Clips and like them. The girls do the best they can with my head, you know, but like they.
Well, no, and their hands smell like cigarettes and.
Well, I kind of like that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, that's nasty. Dude, you are so gross. You like when I'm drunk and smell of margarita.
I do too.
Margaritas and smoke and throw up, and then you like, stiffened fingers of these dirty girls that are cutting your hair.
Yeah, that ain't. That's fine. That's fine.
That's gross, bro.
But I looked on the, it was funny, Facebook ads do work. They do, because I was scrolling through Facebook and I had got a sponsored ad for this barbershop that's close to the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll go check them out, you know, and I called and they had availability. So it was Father's Day. I went over there and the place is called Razzle Dazzle, which that caught my eye because something Kaz told me back in the day, like it always makes me laugh because he said, I'm going to hit them with the old Razzle Dazzle.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Fucking, I saw that name and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go give them a try. And then I got there and it was kind of like, well, here, let me pull up their page because they got a description of it on the page and I'm not going to do them any.
Yeah, because you showed me pictures of the place and it looked fucking cool.
It's very cool. It's like set like, it's like old New York style, like, you know, like Capone-ish type, you know, vibe or whatever. Yeah, very Rat Pack.
I like me some Dean Martin.
That was playing the whole time. I came home and it was in my, that shit was stuck in my head when I got home.
I love Dean Martin. Oh, that looks awesome.
That's the inside of the place. See, like they got all the old black and white pictures of like Marilyn Monroe and the fucking gangsters and like those old timey like boxers with the leather gloves and shit.
Everything's cool. Those big gold like mirrors and stuff.
And all that's all old
wood.
Yeah, like you could tell when you're sitting there, that's like old, like that's not
probably gone from his grandpa's
recreations
barber shop
or anything
something
like that. I'll read their shit.
Okay.
Created in 2008, New York-themed barbershop is a throwback to 1940s era, an oasis for men of all ages who enjoy getting pampered. I'm not going to say mampered. For a well-groomed gentleman, Razzle Dazzle offers pampering experience like no other. Gold trim walls, classy chandeliers, vintage photos, like we just said.
Yeah.
You know, Godfather Moulin Rouge movie style.
That's totally what it is. It's a total mixture because the walls are red. There's gold everywhere. That's the Moulin Rouge.
But it's an old fashioned barbershop specializing in haircuts, hot lather, shaves, now coming to the Tampa Bay. Yeah, they're from Miami. She told me that when I was there.
Oh, okay.
The girls are called Dazzlers and they're dressed like old timey, like flapper girls. Like they've got like, you know, like the titties are pushed up and hanging out and they got like fishnets and they got, yeah. It says give hand and neck massages with the Razzle Dazzle haircut, which when she started doing it, I was like, oh fuck, like I wasn't expecting all that. But they hit me off guard to begin with, because when I walk in, I check in and the girl at the register was like, can I get you a shot? And I did like a double take. I was like, oh, you know, like what? And she was like, do you want a shot of whiskey? What'd she say?
Whiskey rum or vodka?
And I was like, no, I'm cool. I mean, I know it's Father's Day, but it's only 10:30 in the morning. Like I'm fucking straight, you know. So I sat down and shit, and they started doing their thing or whatever. And like I said, they do so many different like fucking oils and like assorted fucking lotions and shit they put on me. Like I was feeling like $1 million by the time I left. Mm-hmm. Like she gave me like whole ass like, you know, cause when I got the works at Sport Clips, they have like an electric neck massager that they would go over you with, you know,
that you can get it like Sharper Image or whatever.
Yeah. And she would half ass it for like fucking a couple of minutes and then, okay, that's your thing. This lady straight up put, she got the fucking oils or whatever on her hand and then went like she was rubbing like with her hand, rubbing my shoulders and then like all the way like down like my biceps and shit. And she was like down my back and I was like, wow, oh shit. You know, like she was getting in there. Like I was enjoying it, man. I was enjoying the fuck out of it. And then I asked for a beard treatment thinking that they were going to just trim me up and she fucking leaned me back and she had got the hot. Lather
towel
and shit.
Leather.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fucking straight razored my ass. I was feeling like a whole ass D'Angelo Vickers was in there, man. Like fucking, that was the first time I had ever got a shave like
I've been telling you that we need to do that because when we go to Disney Springs, they have that.
Do
that,
they?
Yeah, they have like a shave bar there.
Oh,
where
I
didn't
they
know
do
that. Shaves and stuff. And I was
did
like,
you tell
yeah.
me that? I didn't know that.
I'm like, we should try that. You should. That. You should try that. Yeah.
I didn't know that. They talked about Disney. I think they're pushing back the reopening. Did I tell you that? the people in California are like...
Yeah, I know the people in California are freaking out. They signed a petition.
Yeah, they're petitioning to not reopen the workers or whatever. So I haven't talked to my uncle. I meant to talk to him yesterday. He said they were having a conference call. So I don't know if they're going to actually reopen.
I don't know. With all the cases going up, maybe they should postpone it. But, I mean, cases can mean anything. So
cases don't mean death.
Right. That's what I mean. And I feel like eventually everybody's going to get it.
We can break records for cases every day, but it doesn't matter with a fucking sickness with a 99% goddamn survival rate. So fucking cases don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. Cases is cases is cases, whatever. But right. that's a whole different thing.
So we'll see.
If you live locally and you're here... they do women too, but if you're a man and you live locally in the Tampa Bay area, check out this Razzle Dazzle spot. Yo, I'm looking at you, DJ. Like, you look a little ratty.
Oh, no.
You'll get that beard treatment, player. they're right over here in Riverview, man. Like, I told them as soon as I left, I'm like, I can't wait to give you guys a free ad on the show this week because you got yourself a lifer.
I want
to
say happy birthday to Beth too because her birthday was yesterday.
Oh, Beth from Untrained Eye?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, queen, for real. Also, this past week, I had a run-in with the lady across the street.
Oh, my God.
I put that down here just as...
I can't believe that.
The only note in the bullet point in my notes, there's nothing else wrote here. It just says, run-in with lady across the street. Because it was on Father's Day as well. This was my day, and this was toward the end of the day. And I was winding down what was a good day. I just cooked the steaks, like you said. I had my treatment. I had a fresh fade. I had a new official shirt on my fucking chest. Like, I was feeling really good about myself. And I was taking the trash down to the curb, and the lady across the street...
That's the old pirate with the parrot.
She came walking down the driveway, and she's like, hey, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, all right. And she's got the fucking pirate on her shoulder and shit. I was listening to a show. I don't remember what show, but they were talking about emotional support parrots. And I think that's what this bitch has, an emotional support parrot just all the time. And she's coming down here to talk to me. And I'm like, what the fuck does she want?
Well, you've already helped her up the street once because her hip's all fucked up.
The last time she came over there, she was like, I need you to grab her. Give me your hand. I need you to help me across the street. So I thought it was one of those.
Yeah.
She comes over on her own and she's like, have you been taking my newspaper? And I'm like, no. What the fuck? You know, and I'm kind of half laughing at her because I think it's funny.
It's ridiculous.
And she's talking to me with a goddamn parrot. So as she's fucking giving me the business, the parrot's like,
right.
You know, like, he's not saying shit. He's a dumb fucking parrot. He's like,
I was going to say, it's an Amazon bird. It's like one of those yellow-headed Amazons. They're smart.
Well, he ain't saying shit.
He ain't saying shit.
No, she's like, well, it's funny because my paper started disappearing ever since you guys moved in. And I'm like, I got no fucking use for a newspaper, lady. Like, I don't read the fucking paper. I don't watch the news.
What else started when we moved in is COVID. Like, maybe they're just not delivering papers no more. Why don't you talk to your other neighbors that get papers and see if they've been getting them? If not, call your fucking paper boy. Maybe you need to pay your fucking bill.
I don't know. She wasn't satisfied with my answer she was expecting a confession. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was my paper, you know, and I didn't give it to her. So she was getting agitated. Like, she was getting very, and I think I had a smirk on my face too. Cause I'm like,
because it's stupid as fuck.
I know you ain't out there fucking accusing me of taking your fucking paper like it's goddamn 1984 and shit.
She don't even read.
Yeah, she said, well, I needed to clean his cage. And I'm like, well, they fucking throw out junk papers. I almost called her bitch. I don't want to be disrespectful to the fucking pirate lady across the street. All right, whatever. But take one of the fucking junk papers, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not stealing your paper.
There's always one, like a junk paper in our driveway that just gets put in the trash.
I told her, I was like, hey, I said, Nancy, I leave for work before 7 a.m. Do you want me to look and see if your paper's out there? I'll bring it up to your door for you. And she's like, that's unnecessary. And I'm like, I'm trying to meet you halfway here because you think I'm a fucking paper thief.
Maybe we should just start buying her the Sunday paper.
No. No.
And throwing it at her door.
Because she was like, she found it just completely disbelief. She was like, you don't read the paper? And I said, no, I don't read the fucking paper. It's 2020. I don't even read the fucking news online. But if I were to be like read the news, it would be online.
That's some old people, man.
Fucking read the paper. Come on, man.
The lady that used to live here, I really don't think that she put in a change of address because we get so much mail for her still.
Yeah.
We had gotten her like car registration. And when we bought the house, it took a long time because everything had to be done on paper. So when her car registration came, our neighbors, her mom lives in the same neighborhood as the lady that used to live here.
Right.
So like if something comes for them that I feel like it's important, I'll give it to our neighbor. So when she goes over to her mom's house, she can go give it to our old neighbor.
Well, and yeah.
Because I'm like, that bitch ain't going online to pay anything.
Well, and here... She has a dead husband, too.
Yeah.
Which she never stopped any of his shit. So we get her dead husband's mail. And I'm like, what do we fucking do with this, man? Mm-hmm. And it's usually like, fucking vote for Trump. You know? Do you want to get into some Florida stuff? We didn't do Florida stories last week, so yeah. I got a little bit of a backup.
That's cool.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Every week, our Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Visit official.com, that's O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HCNOS and save 25% off of those awesome handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry like I have mentioned. I got the Roses joint, and that's my favorite fucking shirt. I like it. It overtook the vibes.
I feel like it should be a big O on the back.
I don't know. Just a small no, O. I think the subtlety is amazing. Mm. I think that's the beauty of it. It's okay. it's very subtle. It's understated. It's awesome. I hit Kaz up immediately. I was like, bro, I'm not just saying this because you're my boy. I'm not just saying this because we have a promo code with you. But like, fuck, dude, like those are legit like my favorite shirts. Like mm-hmm. I wear an O shirt every day. Like they work the best. And I'm not saying that, like I said, just because he's my boy and you know we're friends. It's honest to God, dude. It's the hand to heart. That's the truth. They're the best fucking shirts I've ever worn. So go to official.com and get some for yourself. So the first one I got for you, we're in Spring Hill, where a Florida man with a machete face tattoo is accused of a machete attack.
Does it say machete or is it a picture of a knife?
No, it says machete.
Why wouldn't you just get like the actual knife?
I'm going to have to, I didn't save the link, but I'm going to have to pull up his mugshot for you too.
You know, it'd be funny if it was spelled like M-A-C-H-E-T-T-Y. Machete. Or machete, like T-A-Y. That would be hilarious.
I should have saved this. I don't know why. I should have known that like you were going to want to see this.
Why wouldn't I want to see it?
Yeah, I don't. So it is.
Oh, it is. It doesn't say machete. It's the knife.
No. It looks. Look, right there.
I know. I'm saying I didn't know if the tattoo on his face said machete.
Oh, why would it say that? I have a tattoo of a microphone on my forearm, but it doesn't say microphone. Do you label your fucking tattoos? Wait. You have a goddamn jellyfish on your back. Does it say jellyfish under your tattoo?
Maybe.
What the fuck?
Well, you know how people in Spring Hill like are meth heads and they like to tattoo words? I thought maybe like he had machete wrote across his forehead. But that looks like a pirate knife. It doesn't even look like a machete. It looks like one of those like swashbuckling swords.
Well, because it's thick. It's got the same thickness from the top to the bottom. Like there's no right, distinction. It's so bad. Yeah, it's a very bad tattoo. And it's where the teardrop would be, like in like a prison tattoo. It's right under his eye.
He looks like he put football black under his eye.
He does. He looks like he's got blackout on under his eye.
He kind of looks like a football player. Like he's more attractive than I thought he was gonna be like. Wow. I was thinking like,
okay,
I want to see his machete. Oh. But like I was picturing like some real skinny like saggy skin meth head
like always.
Yeah, but I mean he looked like he could be related to Tom Brady.
Maybe Julian Edelman.
I don't know who that is.
I know.
Is he the Eagles quarterback?
No.
What does he do?
He's Tom Brady's fucking ex-white receiver. You know, he's always got one of those white receivers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cameron Brate now. This reminded me of Crystal Methvin. Do you remember Crystal Methvin?
Yes.
Because never has there been a story where the person has so accurately represented the crime.
Yeah, because she was arrested for crystal meth.
Yeah.
And he's got a machete. I still say it's a swashbuckling sword.
Well, he could be into swashbuckling. Shout out to the Bucks. Hernando County Sheriff's Office released the arrest photo and report of a man charged with a machete attack that took place on Saturday and the booking photo of the 25-year-old defendant, Justin Arthur Allen Couch. Wow, four names.
Why is the last name Couch? They just give up?
Justin Arthur Allen Couch reveals that a machete is tattooed prominently on his face, as we say. Police said that Couch was attending, quote, a gathering, and the victim's... Why did they put it in quotes? Like, it wasn't really a gathering. Like, I don't understand the quotations.
Gatherings are illegal now.
Was attending a gathering in the victim's residence on Monday afternoon when he confronted the victim as he returned home. The two men stepped outside and witnesses told police that Couch produced a machete and approached the victim in an aggressive manner, telling him to leave his home with his wallet and cell phone inside. There's nothing for you here. Leave, Couch told the victim, according to a police report. When the victim tried to get back inside the house, Couch began hitting him in the arm and leg with the flat side of the machete before swinging it at his face.
Oh, no.
So he used the backside like as a warning. He said, look, motherfucker, I mean business. Get off my property or you're going to get the business end of this shit.
Right. Well, we've said it before. Machetes are blunt anyway.
They are. And they seem to be consistently the preferred weapon of the Florida man. Like,
yeah, because you can get it at Home Depot for like $10.
Or less, I guess, right?
Or you can go to a gun show and just get some knives and some throwing stars.
Those aren't ornamental.
Remember when we went to, when my sister was dating that Brian guy, we lived in Plant City, and we went and got some ninja stars?
Yeah, and we were throwing them at the trees in the backyard. Fuck yeah, dude. I remember that shit. I had a blow dart gun. I used to get drunk and lay on the fire. I had a recliner on the back patio, you know, like peak white trashness. And I would sit in that recliner getting wasted at like 2 a.m. and I had my blow dart gun and I would try to shoot lizards and shit.
I think I bought you.
Never once did I hit one.
Because I got that for you when I went and got your samurai swords for our wedding gift. I bought you and Nick a blow dart gun.
Wait, hold on. Say that one more time slowly.
When I went to get your samurai swords for our wedding present, for your wedding Hi-yo. Present, I also bought you and Nick a blow dart gun. And I remember setting up Mountain Dew bottles in front of a Care Bear, and you
on his couch in the basement.
It was Becky's.
I did it at his house.
Oh, maybe it was his house then.
Yeah, because he was like, "Stop shooting up my couch. My mom is gonna get mad."
So then you put a Care Bear behind it, and it would go right through the Mountain Dew bottle. Into the Care Bear.
Yeah. And those were
no joke.
Yeah, those were them thick ass, like 20-ounce bottles, too. Like, yeah. They weren't like little, like skinny bottles, those skinny rocket dick bottles you mm-hmm. get from Sam's Club. No, these were the thick big daddies.
Yeah.
And they were going exit wound. They mm-hmm. were going fucking in, out, boom, into the couch. And it's like, my mama's going to kick your ass.
You could buy anything at the fucking flea market.
It's true. Shout out to the Big Top. The victim says he tried to block the blade with his arm.
Oh, no.
Which was struck by the machete, causing the victim to pass out. Like, wait, he put up his arm, got hit, and was like,
there was blood.
Just withered down. Mm-hmm. I just imagine him getting hit and then just fucking dropping.
Yeah, people are so dumb. You got to hit the arm, not the weapon.
Couch then took the victim to an unknown friend's house who took him to Bayfront Health Spring Hill, where he received treatment for his injuries. Quote, the victim is currently unable to use or move his left hand due to injury of the severity he sustained. According to the report, Couch was arrested Tuesday afternoon and charged with aggravated battery, bond set at $10,000.
Man, I got my arm like ripped open by a Rottweiler and I could still use all of my arm.
That's right. Gang member.
Well, you're a fucking G, dude. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I was the guy who went to see you in the hospital getting stitched up. And you're like, I'm getting 47 internal stitches and another fucking 29 out external. And I'm like, oh, shit. And they were like, do you need to sit down? Because yeah. She's cool. But are you okay?
Pale and dry even.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, there's something about seeing, like, a person you love getting worked on like that. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'll, yeah, I know.
Like, I was like that with the kids, too, when the fucking kids were born. I'm like, mm-hmm. I can't be here right now.
Well, I would imagine it was more of my vagina opening up to like 10 times its normal size to push these children out. I think I'd be pretty traumatized if I watched that too.
It was beautiful and traumatic.
Yeah, I bet. It's all the junk that comes out with it.
Next one I got, we're at Largo, where a Florida... And this story is actually from my boy Riley. Riley from The Plunge, because he's recently taking up Frisbee golf.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gardening.
Well, he's doing that too. He's
Frisbee golf and gardening go hand in hand.
He's Pete Caucasity himself.
Yes,
he's an avid gardener, and he is a disc golfer
and a bird feeder person.
Yeah, he's getting into bird feeding, and
he's 40 years old.
So this next one is for you, Riley. We're in Largo, where a Florida man was bitten in the face by an alligator while looking for his frisbee.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be careful of them alligators.
Travis Spitzer was in waist-deep water at the Taylor Lake around 5 a.m. Friday looking for Frisbees when a gator bit him in the face.
So he wasn't looking for his Frisbee. He was doing, like, golf balls at the bottom of the pond.
You got that right off the bat. I needed to read the whole fucking story to get that.
Because if it's me, I'm like, just let that Frisbee go. I'm not getting in the lake down in Florida. Fuck no.
It says he used his left hand to pry himself free and as a result had lacerations to his face and hand and was transported for medical care and is expected to recover. Mm-hmm. The incident comes as Florida is in the peak of alligator mating season, which often runs from May to July, depending on temperatures. During this period, it's not uncommon to see gators roaming around and being more active.
Right.
He was searching for frisbees used for disc golf. People fetch them out of the lake and sell them, including Spitzer, who has been arrested for trespassing in the lake before.
He deserved it then. That's karma, bitch.
Those things are fucking expensive, let me tell you what. Because when I used to do it, like, I haven't done it in quite some years. And again, shout out to my boy Nick, because we used to go together. And then when I was in college, Ben from hockey, me and Ben went to college together. Mm-hmm. And we would blow off class. I won't call it ditching, because in college you're paying to be there. So if you don't go, you just don't go.
Right.
But we would blow off class. We'd go in the morning, we'd do whatever. We'd blow off afternoon class and we'd go to the fucking frisbee golf place and we'd frisbee golf. And a lot of times we had to go to Discount Records. You know, remember that place that used to be up in Homewood, the CD store?
Oh, yeah.
We used to go to Discount Records because they also sold frisbee golf fucking discs and shit, and they were expensive, dude. They were like fucking like $10 a thing, man. And then you had to get the driver and the putter, and they were all like different like shapes and densities or whatever.
Okay, so there's different just like golf clubs.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think there's two. I think there's like a oh my god, there's a driver and there's a putter. I think
$20 for.
But when you're fucking 19, it's expensive, dude.
Back then it was expensive. I'm thinking you're going to tell me they're like $70 a piece. Well, that's expensive.
If homeboy can gather a bunch of lost ones and sell them, like resale them or whatever, I mean, like, fuck, dude. I mean, he's doing what he's got to do. But this made me think of something that is recent too, because, or well, not recent, this story came up last year, and I remember talking about it on another podcast, I think with Brooke and Randall. But police were urging people to stop flushing their drugs because they were flushing meth and creating meth gators. And this story has resurfaced recently. Oh, no. I saw it again where they're urging people to stop flushing your drugs because the meth is getting into the water and it's like hitting the fucking alligators, and the alligators are getting all methed out and shit, and they're extra aggressive and they're going nuts. Their teeth are all jagged now and shit.
No. I feel like there would have to be copious amounts of meth coming from the same sewer pipe.
Have you been to Lakeland?
Well, yeah, I've been through Lakeland.
Yeah, the meth capital of fucking Florida, dude. If all right, let's just say
maybe if they're in those retention ponds, is that I don't even know where water comes from.
It comes from the earth.
Well,
comes from the springs.
When you flush your toilet, where does it go? Like
to the water treatment plant.
Right, it treats the water and then puts it back out. So how is meth getting in?
I don't know, but apparently it's a fucking thing. It's getting in. They said it's getting into the creeks, which is filtering into the rivers, which is getting to the fucking swamps or something. I don't know. Whatever.
If they're filtering our doo-doo out of the toilet water, because, I mean, they don't see them saying that, you know, they're getting salmonella because there's turds floating in the river.
Well, there's probably all kinds of shit. I'm sure that alligators have fucking bacterial infections and whatnot because they got doo-doo and feces and shit. You ain't never seen them. Dude, it's the creepiest thing when there's, you know, like when the you see them ponds and they're stagnant and like they have that layer of like green mossy shit, it's like algae. That neon green algae moss, and then the fucking gator comes up through it.
Yeah.
You ever see that where the head comes up through the fucking green shit and they have that green shit all over their face and they ain't even fazed, dude. They look like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in a Predator when he comes up and he's got all that fucking mud on him and shit, mm-hmm. and he's just looking. Dude, them gators are psychotic and they don't need meth. Stop flushing your meth. Please. You're going to get your face bit off when people are just trying to find fucking frisbees.
Maybe they're just feeding the gators meth instead of flushing it.
Did you see this other story about wild animals?
No.
It was from Italy, so it's not Florida. But there were cocaine dealers, right? And they were hiding their coke in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had like a spot in the woods, which is very, you know, fucking, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. A band of feral hogs found the coke. And destroyed like $25,000 worth of coke and then got all coked out and went on a fucking rampage.
That I believe.
Fucking band of feral hogs all coked up and shit and fucking super focused, man. Dude,
and hogs are, I mean, down here you kill them when you see them because they're invasive, but they can be so aggressive.
Yeah, dude. And that's one thing, I mean, like, I've only heard this from Rogan, but I guess if you take a domesticated pig and you leave them in the wild, within 2 weeks they turn into like a feral hog. Like,
yeah.
They grow that fucking, that coarse hair, mm-hmm. and like they grow tusks and they just, they they lose that like pink hue and they turn like dark. Like within 2 weeks, yeah, they just turn insane. Fucking like crazy.
Well, if you think about it, animals are the best at adapting to their environment. I mean, how many animals already come out walking? You know, like when giraffes are born, they walk within 10 minutes. Deer.
They have no choice. They have a drop.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
There's going to be a drop.
Even
dude.
Like deer and stuff, they have to be able to fend for themselves like right off the bat because they're a prey animal. So it's animals adapt really well to their surroundings because they have to. It's, you know, what is it? Survival of the fittest.
Talking about animals, I this is a quick squirrel moment.
Puppies.
Shut up. I saved a video that I wanted to show you.
Okay.
And I didn't intend to show you on the show. I just wanted to show you because it's fucking sick. But
oh, no.
Here, hold on. Look at this seagull. It found a rat.
Ew. Ew.
Did you see what that seagull just did? There was a rat on the sidewalk, and that seagull just fucking came, bit it on the head, and swallowed that rat whole. I want you to see it again. Look.
It looks like it. I don't know.
Look how big it is.
Oh my God.
That was like a small cat style rat. And of course, again, shout out to Joe Rogan. He was the one that posted this. It says, we're so lucky birds aren't big enough to eat us. This is like a person swallowing a large house cat.
That is so gross. That rat's probably as big as his stomach.
Look at that, dude.
I can't. I want to vomit.
The whole fucking thing, dude. I got to share that because it's so sick. I wanted disgusting. To just show you because I love these animal things, dude. Like, you know that, man. Like, I've with the bats, you know, and the toads with the wolverine claws mm-hmm. and shit. Like, I love crazy animal shit like that. So I saw that and I was like, whoa, I got to show Dutch.
I mean, you think seagulls just eat like leftover french fries and garbage. You wouldn't think you'd see it eating a rat. It had to have been a dead rat.
I don't know, but it was full grown. It wasn't like a baby. And that seagull just was like,
yeah, that was disgusting. Because I feel like if a rat went into a seagull alive, that it would chew its way out. Kind of like when a snake tries to eat an alligator.
Like Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. He jumped in that thing and then fucking cut out from the inside.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that. I had to have been dead already.
I can see that. You got to talk to me in comic books and then I understand.
Got you.
Next one, we're in New Smyrna Beach where a Florida man carrying nearly 500 grams of weed tries to steal a plane to go meet his girlfriend.
How much is 500 grams?
I was literally just going to ask you. I don't know how much 500 grams is, but no. It sounds like a lot because of 500, but then grams makes it sound little. Yeah,
maybe
so I don't
like
know.
It's like a brick.
In my day, we talked in dimes, dude. I know what a dime is. I know what an eighth is. I know what a fucking pound is.
Yeah,
I don't know what a goddamn gram is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Fucking metric system. On Saturday, officers were alerted that a stolen vehicle had been found at the airport, and while in the process of locating the vehicle, officers were flagged down by a man that said it was his. The victim told officers that a man unknown to him jumped in the back of his truck and offered him $1,000 for a ride. The man then got out of the truck but left a grinder, scale, and cell phone behind. Okay. At the same time, the victim flagged down officers to describe the incident in the truck. Another officer at the airport was notified by a flight instructor that a man with a blue bag was spotted crouching on the wing of a plane station on a portion of the tarmac that was not accessible to the public. According to a report, the man asked the flight instructor how to fly a plane.
Oh my gosh.
By the time the officers reached the tarmac, the man was sitting in the right seat of the aircraft. When officers approached him, he again asked if they knew how to fly a plane. The man jumped from the emergency exit window of the plane and was detained by officers. Jesus Christ, dude. After the man identified as 22-year-old Robert Steinstra was secured in the back of a patrol car, officers returned the plane and... That's just so weird. Officers returned the plane, or returned to the plane. Okay.
Okay.
I'm out of sorts. And took Steinstra's duffel bag into evidence. Officers said that they found his ID, sunglasses, headphones, cigarillos, two lighters, and a pocket knife, and a laptop. This sounds like a mission of Grand Theft Auto. Like, he's the array of paraphernalia he's got and what he's trying to do. A glass pipe was also found that tested for methamphetamine.
Well,
next to the duffel bag was a container holding marijuana. Defendant stated that he purchased the aircraft for $20,000 cash recently and was going to fly to California to meet his girlfriend.
Just buy a plane. We don't know how to drive it or fly
for 20 grand. You can buy a plane for less than I could buy a pickup. Come
That's
on.
Crazy.
He advised he did not have the paperwork and did not know the person that he bought it from.
Oh, so it's stolen.
The defendant stated he was led onto the airfield by security. It should be known that there is no security on duty at the airport. While he was being processed, Steinstra told officers that he was the manager of a medical marijuana dispensary that was transporting marijuana to California. Investigators said that he had nearly 500 grams on him and that he illegally trespassed onto the New Smyrna Beach Airport property. Steinstra was taken to Volusia County Jail on charges of grand theft, possession of paraphernalia, trespassing in an operational area of an airport, possession of cannabis, and leaving the scene of a crash involving damage.
You'd think you'd have to have a weed card to transport weed.
That's the takeaway here.
Yeah.
That's your takeaway here. Where's his card?
Where's his weed card?
Where's his weed card? I couldn't imagine just hopping in a plane and saying, I'm going to take my fucking chances, dude. Unless, like, my life depended on it. You know, like, I've seen the inside of a plane before, and I couldn't put those pieces together.
Because nothing's labeled. They're just a bunch of buttons and knobs. You just got to know what they do.
Yeah, which I'm sure if you get into the air, you can autopilot that bitch. But
you still don't know where you're going.
You still don't know where you're going.
I wouldn't.
Last one I got for you is in St. Petersburg, where, again, people are getting grand thefty. A Florida man allegedly stole, crashed, and abandoned a $1 million yacht.
Oh, no.
I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed if I had my boat at the marina and some dude just fucking took it. But how would he have access to drive it? Like, are the keys just in boats?
No, well, if you store it there, I'm sure that they might have a set of keys, like in a lockbox.
Like a box somewhere?
Yeah, because if they have to move it for any reason, or if they need to maybe lift it to clean it, like it, maybe they offer services that they need the keys for.
Sure.
You know, so there's got to be a copy somewhere.
Well, it says Florida man reportedly stole, crashed, and abandoned a yacht worth almost $1 million, evading police for 3 months before being arrested last week. The nautical no-gooder, 28-year-old Donovan Russell Jester, stole the boat from a dock in St. Pete and then left it, crashing into a channel marker pilings.
Oh, no.
The boat then drifted into a nearby oyster bed where it was discovered by local deputies. They were able to identify Jester by a thumbprint left on the cabin door. He was charged with grand theft vessel for a... grand theft vessel. Is that what they call it when you steal a boat?
I guess, because it's a vessel, not an automobile.
He was charged with grand theft vessel for a joyride and faces up to 30 years in prison. Wow. Do you think that's because of the value? Like, it goes by how much it's worth?
And I think so.
Wow. Stolen yacht was identified by authorities as a 46-foot Juno Leader worth $900,000.
Plus, he was gone. It was missing for 3 months. So maybe the value and the time it was gone has something to do with it.
Wow, dude. And he didn't even get far. He crashed it into the channel markers and shit, and then let it go. So he drove that bitch for what? I don't know, 10 minutes maybe? And then just let it go, and they... Wow.
Yeah, because he probably didn't know what he was doing, obviously.
Damn, man. I mean, fucking Mikey can drive a boat, dude. Come on. That's crazy. People are grand thefty right now.
It's the summertime.
It's heating up. Mm-hmm. And there's COVID clouds, you said.
Yeah, there are.
Can we take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, please?
Mm-hmm.
Messages. We'll be right back.
There's very little in science which is absolutely out of the question.
Are there other people out there in the universe?
The children of the night make their music.
We're just asking questions.
It does, I know, sound very like science fiction to talk about.
We're a conspiracy theory podcast.
Is such a thing even possible?
Yes, it is.
We're a truth podcast.
Creatures of the Night is available everywhere you can download podcasts, available on the Inner Circle Podcast Network Presents feed.
Sometimes we're going to say some silly shit.
Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens inside your butthole.
Check us out at innercirclepn.com.
Just be cool. Everyone be fucking cool.
We're back. And I've got some updates for you. Okay. I got some shit that we didn't get to on the first half because I was bombarded with a dog proposition. So I guess we'll just get right into it. One thing I wanted to ask you was, did you have any thoughts about last week with your card reading? Did you have any reflections on that? Because I didn't really get a chance to ask you in the moment. What you thought about that? Last week we had the Hey Demo guys on, mm-hmm. and Neeks gave you a card reading, which was so fun. Like, I could have talked to those guys all night. They're like my new fucking favorite people. I love them so much. Shout out to them. But you got your cards read, and I didn't get a chance to ask you what you thought about that. What was your takeaway on that?
I enjoyed it a lot. I felt like the cards that she pulled for me were important for what we're going through right now. And with just
in what regard?
Well, the forgiveness one. Sister, and then me being in between Earth and space, and just like the whole thing that we've been talking about with astral projections, and just, you know, us trying to be more spiritual beings and putting positivity out into the world and all that. But I really enjoyed it, and I think that, like Sean was saying, like sometimes the cards that are pulled could speak to anybody.
Sure.
But I feel like the intention that I put for her to pull those cards were the right 5 cards for me that I needed to hear.
Well, and that's like their catchphrases too. They're not magic, but they might help.
Right.
You know, because it might be something that you're thinking about, and it just helps you to hear it from an outside source. An outside point of view. So I was just curious because that's been a long time coming. You know, we were going to go to Casadega 2 years ago, and we've been putting it off and putting it off. And I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I really enjoyed it. And I love those guys, and I'd like to have them back, but they don't always have to read cards when they come.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was actually a very small part of the show. I mean, we had a good talk with them, which was the longest episode of Hashtag No Offense
in
the modern era of HT Nas. Right. I mean, and I told Adam that too, and he was like, challenge accepted, motherfucker. Oh, so God. I think Adam wants to come on and do like a 3-hour Rogan or something. No. But while we were doing that, we were in the middle of the card read, and I had like a squirrel moment.
Okay.
And I said, "Ooh, I got a story for that." And I said, "But I'm not going to sidetrack you." And I when I was editing, I heard me say that, and I was like, "Fuck!" And I never went back to that.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I said something about having the best listeners because, you know, that old girl is going to send us some LSD and all that shit.
Y'all talk about acid.
This is the opposite side.
Okay.
Where I, because you, what you said to me was, you're so smart, you don't even realize it. You drop words sometimes, and I don't know what you're talking about. Yes. Do you remember saying that to me?
Yeah, of course. I say it to you a lot.
Baby, you are so money, and you don't even know it.
So, on the flip side, I can only imagine that a listener did this to me, because I'm not as smart as you give me credit for.
That makes me real dumb.
Ha-ha. The show has somehow been subscribed to a word of the day. What? So every day I get an email, word of the day. And at first I was like, what the fuck is this? And then as they start coming, I just started laughing because I was like, somebody must think I'm a complete fucking moron. And they're like, expand your vocabulary because all you say is fuck. It's fuck this and fuck that and da-da-da-da-da. You need more words. So I was gonna share some of my words of the day with you.
Okay.
And I'm going right into my email here. Let me get my phone.
So what, the iPhone was listening and heard me say that, and then they're like, we're going to subscribe you on purpose?
I don't know how I got subscribed, but I assume the worst always.
Steve Jobs.
I assume the worst always, so I assume that it's because...
Your COVID tracker?
I saw that, and that was unnerving. Yesterday's word of the day was ideographic.
Nope.
Do you know what that means?
Maybe a graphic of an idea.
It's relating to a written character symbolizing the idea of a thing without indicating the sounds to say it. Examples: she painted a personalized ideographic nameplate for her son's bedroom door.
Nope.
Who the fuck says that?
Nobody.
Come on. Some of these words are so crazy too. Dramaturgy. Why would I use dramaturgy?
Is that a camel?
No, it is.
Oh, that's dromedary.
The theory and practice of dramatic composition. Do you know what gastronome means?
Sounds like something intestinal.
A gourmet.
Oh, like a gastropub?
Julia Child was a gastronome before she learned how to cook a single dish.
Oh.
Is the example.
I've heard of gastropubs, but...
Snuggery.
Like a snoogie?
It's a cozy or comfortable place, especially someone's private room or den. So this studio is my snuggery.
Now you sound like you're from Foggy London Town.
I live in Foggy London Town, baby. Yeah. So I thought of that in the moment. I've been saving up these words of the days because I wanted to fucking share them with you, and I wanted to bring it up or whatever, and that was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. I've been forgetting.
I think that they should give words that are important.
They probably should, because as I'm reading these, I shake my head and I go, what the fuck, man?
Right.
I'm never going to implement these into my vocabulary.
How about chivalry?
Chivalry?
Yeah.
That's really not a...
Some people need to know what that fucking means.
How dare you? How dare you? How about Chris D'Elia? Is that what you're referring to? That's news of the week.
You know what? It's so funny because I've been watching a lot of stuff on Netflix lately.
Well, hold on. Explain what he did, or allegedly did.
He allegedly...
You're celebrity gossip.
Well, he allegedly was messing around with underage girls.
Define messing around.
Getting pictures from them on his phone, like 15-year-old girls.
He got some?
Well, they were... I don't know.
Because what I heard was he was allegedly soliciting them.
Oh, so he was sending dick pics?
He was asking for titty pics.
Oh, I mean.
I don't even know. I didn't care enough to look into this because I've never been a Chris D'Elia fan. I never even, if you like him, that's fine, whatever. I just don't get it. You know, I'm not faulting you. If you care for him, if you like his comedy, he's your flavor, whatever, dude. We are all got different brands.
See,
he just never was cool enough for me to fucking look into.
Right.
You know, so I didn't care about the fucking story. When the story came out, I was like, oh, you know what? He doesn't pass my eye test. He looks like a fucking scumbag. So, I mean, probably not going to do what he did.
Well, I had read the statement he had put out, and it just basically said that he's sorry, and he just got caught up in his lifestyle, and he should know better, and he's going to try to do better. Basically.
Oh, so he admitted he did it.
Yeah, something like, I should have known better or something.
Because, yeah, what...
See, that's why I need my phone, so I can look it up.
It's not like you've had a week or anything.
Well, because it's hard to remember things verbatim.
What I had peripherally thought that I had saw was that fans were hitting him up, and he was like maybe seeing what their profile picture looked like and then replying back like kind of creepy or whatever.
Yeah, because of who he is.
But I mean, like I said, dude, he doesn't even pass the fucking eye test, dude. If you look at him, he looks like a creep.
He's ugly.
Dang, you straight up say he's ugly?
He's ugly.
I wouldn't go so far as to say the dude's ugly. I would just say he looks like somebody that would solicit dick pics. He might have had, or solicit titty pics. I mean, maybe he's asking for dick pics. I don't know. He looks the part. And I mean, we can't always judge a book by its fucking cover, but I mean, like, even like with the Danny Masterson thing, because he officially got charged this past couple weeks or whatever. And when that came out, it was like in the beginning stages of the ranch, and we were super into the ranch, and then they wrote him off super quick.
Yeah,
and we were kind of upset about that. But I'm like, if he did it, he fucking did it. We just didn't believe he did it. But then in the back of my mind, I was like, he kind of looks like a fucking dirtbag. He probably fucking did it.
I don't think Danny Masterson looks like a dirtbag. And I don't think that he would have to do those things, because I would fucking willingly.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people would willingly fuck D'Elia too.
No, yuck.
Dude, you don't understand.
He's gross.
He's got like... Dude, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but people fucking love that dude.
It's disgusting.
I don't know what it is. Here's a warning sign, too. His fans, he refers to them as babies, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he fucking loves kids. Mm-mm. He loves kids.
Well, somebody else got charged, too, with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
But it's only four people, and I feel like they're...
Hold on. Roll back. What do you mean, only four people? It shouldn't even be one person. Listen, and you're like, it's only four people.
Right. In his career that he's
I'm gonna
done,
go on here, I'm gonna hand you a shovel and go ahead and go off.
I'm just saying, for his career in the world that he's in, I don't think four is so bad.
He's another one. Yeah. And he's been on Failing Hollywood. He's been a guest with Mikey and them. And Mikey said to get him to his house, it was like a whole fucking process. And he came with a list of instructions like
pineapple
a gremlin.
Juice.
You couldn't fucking feed him after a certain time. He had to take his medication at a certain... He's an old man at this point, you know, but these are charges within the last 6 years or so. On the one hand, you're like, he's a fucking porn star. He doesn't have to fucking rape chicks because, like, fucking, he fucks.
Well, was it
that's
rape?
What he does.
I just thought it was, like, inappropriate conduct or something.
It was, well, and that's, I think a couple of the cases were inappropriate conduct, and I think one, there was actually, like, it said forcible oral something, so I think he forced some bitch to suck his dick.
I would bite down on that motherfucker if they were somebody trying to force me to suck their dick.
I mean, have you seen Ron Jeremy? That's more than a mouthful.
I know, it's probably going down your throat.
Oh, shit. Forcibly. Mm-hmm. That one, I mean, he's an old man now. I mean, like, and he's facing, I think it's set up to fucking life in prison if he gets convicted of the shit because of the amount of cases it is and his age. I mean, life in prison could be years. Fucking 10, 20 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's got some hard miles. Those aren't like, that's not a regular 67 years old. He may as well be 87. He's got some fucking hard miles on them tires.
See what?
It's coming in waves, though.
It's hard for people in that kind of lifestyle. Everybody's probably doing drugs. And
obviously.
And then, okay, say you guys are all fucked up and you go to a bedroom to fuck and then the girl passes out. But you don't, then she passes out and you keep going. That's considered rape. But the intention wasn't.
Well, for that's her where it's gotten out. It's gotten super, super tricky nowadays because, I mean, it's to the point now, and we've talked about this years ago, even with Jameis Winston in his college cases, that like the morning after, if a girl has regret, if she changes her mind the morning after, she can fucking say, oh, well, I wasn't in the right frame of mind. I couldn't consent. So it's rape. Even though she had every, like you said, she had every intention of going back and hooking up with the dude, but maybe had a couple of drinks, you know, the white claws were flowing and she was fucking, you know, woo-hoo, spring break, show my titties, you know, and then the next morning has some fucking regret about it because, you know, you got a text from your fucking girl and was like, oh my God, I can't believe you went home with him, you know, and then she's like, yeah, I can't believe I did either. Oh my God, he coerced me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So I don't know. When I hear stories like that, especially with the lifestyle that the guys are in, I tend to not believe 100% of the victim.
Well, and that's what the narrative is right now. You have to believe all women. And I've never bought into that. Right. It's not believe all women. It's not believe all fucking dudes. It's just fucking see what happened and try to sort through the facts logically, you know? And like you said to me, you know, last night, I don't know if we were talking about this or something else, but you're like, it's the, you know, their version, your version, and the truth, you know?
It's always in the middle somewhere.
It's always somewhere, the truth lies somewhere in the middle always with this. So you can't believe all of anyone anytime. You just can't. You just can't. I'm sorry. If that makes me masochistic or whatever, then I mean, so be it. But you cannot. Before you even go in and see the details and the evidence, you can't say believe all women. You just can't.
Well, and I wonder if that makes me a bad person because my mind frame is still kind of old school in that regard. Like, because a lot of the times I feel that I think differently than I should think with this day and age and everybody blaming everyone else. And I just feel sometimes that my opinion might be considered like old school, even though I'm not considered old school.
What I'm about to do is mansplain. That's the new thing. But what I think what you're trying to get across is that you put a little bit more, I don't want to say blame, but you put a little bit more responsibility on the women of, you know, where they are, you know, putting themselves in certain positions, putting themselves in certain circumstances and things like that. You put a little bit, you weight that more heavily is what I gather by what you're saying.
I just don't,
is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I just don't jump to conclusions.
Where people now, nowadays, I mean, and I understand the thought process behind this too. They're saying, you know, like a woman shouldn't have to think about what she's wearing before she goes out. She shouldn't have to fucking do these things. Yeah, I agree. Shouldn't fucking have to, but we don't live in a utopia and you do. You do.
Well,
sorry.
And you wear certain things to get certain attention. Like if you go to the grocery store in sweatpants and a t-shirt, you're not looking for attention. Go to the grocery store.
They still get it from me. They still get it from me.
I feel like if you, it's all like if you go out to a club and you're dressed skimpy? What's another word for skimpy?
I don't know. You were about to say scandalous.
I forget what the word is. But like, that's just how you dress when you go to a club. You really don't dress normally like that to go to the grocery store. So it's just, I feel like you do different things depending on what you're doing for that day, you know?
I'm with you. I mean, like, what do you mean though? Like
if I was going to the grocery store, I'm not going to put on a mini skirt and some heels. Like I'll just put on some jeans and a shirt. But yeah, if I'm going to a club, then yeah, I'm going to put on a mini skirt and some heels. Not me.
Yeah, the point is though is that by putting on a mini skirt and some heels, you're not inviting rape.
Right.
You're not inviting someone to grab your ass. You're dressing how you want to dress. Yeah. You know where, you know like. I think where it's getting conflicted here is that you're saying take responsibility for putting that on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you're doing that, but know that there's some risk involved. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And because you can't control what all guys think. Like if you're with a group of girls and they're all dressed like that, you guys aren't all looking to have an orgy. You know what I mean? But there are going to be some
aren't
guys.
You though? Ain't that what girls do when they go out like no. that?
But you got to understand that guys are going to look at you and probably want to talk to you and probably touch your butt.
that's the most, like, I don't know, maybe it is irritating when girls dress like that. Girls dress with titties hanging out and then they're like, oh, my eyes are up here. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have breasts and they're right there.
And they're beautiful.
They're right there.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you want me to do? I'm a fucking man.
Well, and it's really ironic with Chris D'Elia stuff, as I was watching Netflix and I've heard about this show You for a while now and I just never watched it, but he's in the show and I had no idea he was in it. And
I thought that's why you started watching.
No,
it.
I had no idea he was in it. I just
thought because the timing, no, like it came out, the news story broke and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna watch the show You. I thought, I didn't even ask you. I just assumed that the pieces fit, that no, the news came out and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go check it out because he plays a creep in the show. I want to see, you know, whatever.
No, I had just finished watching Hannibal because I binged through that season, which that season, that show is awesome.
Oh, you know what? Squirrel, real quick. Remember where you were. You might be interested in this little bit of news because you watched Sherlock Holmes. There's going to be a new Netflix show with the chick from the little girl from Stranger Things. She's going to play Sherlock Holmes's daughter.
Interesting.
And she's going to have a whole new adventures, you know, in that universe as Sherlock Holmes's daughter.
Oh, okay. Because I saw that they're Millie trying. Bobby Brown. I saw that they're trying to remake Pirates of the Caribbean with a female lead.
Is that right?
Jack Sparrow.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I don't hate that. I'd like looking at girls more than I like looking at guys.
Well, yeah, I
hate it for the agenda. I mean, don't do it just to do it, like Girl Ghostbusters, you know, where it's like fucking girl power, rah, rah, rah. If
it's good, then it's good.
It's good, it's good.
Yeah.
Don't force it.
But no, that's okay. I had just finished watching Hannibal and I was looking through, because you know, sometimes they'll say, if you like this, you'll like that. And I like sociopath type of shows. And I went to this one and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And then I started watching it. And it's about a guy who falls in love with girls and he tries to protect them. And by protecting them, he just kind of cuts out the cancers in their life, which just happen to be people. So he ended up trying.
That sounds like bootleg Dexter.
It kind of is. And they reference that in the show, actually.
Really?
It's like, who do you think you are, Dexter? Because that was towards like the end of the
season. I've never even seen Dexter.
Well, he was murdering the bad people. But this guy tries, you know, he thought he murdered one of his girlfriends, and she comes back from the dead, and he had run away to Los Angeles.
To where?
Los Angeles, sorry.
Who are you, Jason Almy?
Los Angeles.
Yin and Yang?
Yeah, I have 1 degree.
And it's in blaming the victim.
Yeah. Aha! And I forget what season it is. I think it was the second season, but he made an appearance as a comedian, and it just so happens that they were going after him for underage girls, like soliciting underage girls. So I'm like, oh my God, that is so crazy.
And do you think maybe that they came and approached him because like all this stuff is usually known in Hollywood before it comes out? You know, like people knew Cosby was a creep years in advance.
This was made before the show had come out.
Maybe they knew. Maybe the people that made that show knew that he was like, you know, known for being a creep. And they were like, hey, we need a creepy comedian.
That's even worse because he decided to go ahead and do it.
Well, he's very self-actualized. He knows he's a creepy comedian. He looks the fucking part. A lot of them are narcissists. You have to. I mean, there's a to be a comedian and to know that you're going to be the center of attention for 45 minutes to an hour, you know, like there has to be a little bit of a narcissistic streak in you to say, well, yeah, I'm the center of attention and I can command a room for a fucking hour.
Mm-hmm. But then he ended up killing him and made it look like a suicide. And they left the suicide note saying, you know, I'm sorry or whatever.
They killed D'Elia?
Yeah. Mm. So.
It's odd that he played, you know, like, is that life imitating art or is that, you know, art imitating life?
Or
a coincidence. There are no coincidences. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. There are no fucking coincidences, young Dutchie.
But another show that we watched, which I thought it was going to be a lot better than it was. The Floor is Lava.
Oh, I had that down here as Dunchie's Dumper of the Week.
Okay.
We need some theme music for that. We need some fucking
Dunchie's Dumpers of the Week.
Maybe I'll try to put some effect on you or something. Dunchie's Dumper of the Week. Week, 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 week.
The Floor is Lava. Hosted by Rutledge Wood.
I don't even... That's that dude's name?
Yes.
Who... Okay. You and I find out that we're going to have a baby, yeah. And we go through all the range of emotions that we're having a kid. Okay, oh, we get to, is it a boy or a girl? It's going to be a boy. Oh, well, we get to buy a bunch of blue shit. No, that's going to be my son. What do you think we should do for names? I think Rutledge is a strong name for that boy. I think you're right. How do they land on fucking Rutledge?
Maybe they want him to
Rutledge?
Be
a- that sounds like a city in New Hampshire.
Rutledge Wood.
Rutledge Wood. They yeah, that's where Joe B goes hiking. Rutledge
a,
Wood.
They want him to be a lumberjack. Stop talking over me. Let me make my point.
Okay, let's talk like this for the rest of the show.
Please don't.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be good, too. Cause
well, it, we thought it was going to be like MXC Americanized.
Goofies. Yeah. Well, and then at the very least, I thought it was going to be something that we could watch with the kids, and they had no interest whatsoever.
Lucas asked for us to put it on, but then he walks like out 5 minutes after.
No interest. It's kind of that's boring. A control thing with him.
Yeah. It sucks to me. You could tell it's the same room. They just put different shit in the room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many rooms do you think they can have that are full of liquid?
But, well, make it different shapes and sizes. Like, make a triangle room. Make, like, a rectangle room. Like a long, narrow something. Or, like, try to change it up a little bit. They just replace, like, a table with a bed.
The only question I had in the whole thing.
I know what you're going to say.
Is where do they go?
They
fall in the lava, or, which disappear. Is just, it's like water. Colored water. I mean, I
it's a little thicker than water. So
I said maybe it might be jello, like when you're making jello.
It's some kind of slimy water.
But they fall in, and then the people act like they literally just died. It's like, ah! It's like this dramatic fucking scream. But then they're gone. They don't come back up. Right. It's not like, you know, like Double Dare. Like it's they come editing. Back up and they swim off to the side or whatever. They're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they fall down and then they get pulled through the fucking bottom of the sludge into like the basement sublevel or something? Like
they say, hey, if you fall in the lava, hold your breath for 5 seconds so we can pan off of you. And then, you know,
they yeah, because they're just gone. Mm-hmm. And that was my only question through the whole thing.
But it's the wipeouts are the best.
Well, yeah, the first episode we watched, I think, was the mom with the implants, and she fucking yeah, just dude, like belly flopped on top of that thing. And
oh, yeah.
They like, replayed it. It was like, poof, poof, poof. Like, damn, she did land hard as fucking them titties, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I lost interest in the first episode. Like, I didn't give a fuck.
Well, I watch a lot of dumb shit. I was
you do. That's why you have Dunchy's Duppers.
That I watch is called Smothered. It's about. It's about moms and their daughters and how their relationship is so close. And sometimes it's kind of crazy. It's kind of like 90 Day Fiancé. It's like a lot of it's like some of it's toxic, but some of it's funny.
Right.
And these moms just look, some of them just have gotten like so much plastic surgery or just like over tanned. And
I didn't watch any of that with you because when I see TLC, I know that it's going to be trash and I'm usually not interested. I mean, mm-hmm. like I got interested in the fucking fiancé thing with that short fucking dude with the no neck that you can't hurt. Yeah, I got interested in that because it also had that Russian with the wonky eye and like there were some other things that
Varnia.
Yeah, there were some other elements that I was like, okay, I can at least sit through this. But typically I'm not into it. And that came on and I got to see like the first 15 minutes and the mom and the daughter taking showers together and shit. And she was in her 20s and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is just not even interesting
well, they're
to
in
me.
Florida. I can't remember where.
Of course. Of course
I don't
they
know
are.
If it's Fort Myers or something Jupiter. I don't remember.
Of course they are, dude. Where else would they be?
I know.
Moms and daughters taking showers together. It's probably they probably got an OnlyFans. Check it out.
Gross.
I did want to update an old HTNOS story from way back in the day, pre-Dutchie era.
Oh, no. Nice.
Pre-Dutchie era.
Oh, I need to also, what's it called when you go back on something?
Retract your statements.
Yes. So you go first and I'll retract something.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Why don't you just go first?
Okay, so when I did that show with Almy, and I was talking about how I never went hunting for ghosts.
You appeared on Shit Happens?
Yeah, when we were talking about spooky stuff.
Yeah.
So, and we were live, and I didn't know. but remember when I worked at Coke, and I went with those group of girls to the Biltmore Hotel, and we did a ghost hunt on the third floor.
Yeah.
And we had, like, little... like electromagnetic detectors and stuff, and we were trying to get a kid to play with the ball. That's all. Because I said, I don't go looking for trouble because I don't want it to find me. But
they tore that hotel down since then, didn't they?
I know.
Didn't they?
Mm-hmm. It was a gift from like Japan or something. Like Japanese people owned it.
Japan gifted us a hotel?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
It was like one of the stories on the wall or whatever. And they take you around the premise and they, or the they take you around. They tell you stories like they have like a bride that jumped off the honeymoon suite balcony to her death because her husband cheated on her or something or
yeah
and stuff like that. So I did go hunting for ghosts one time, but that was back when I didn't really believe as much as I do now. That was a long time ago.
Okay.
Your turn.
I'm going to get you again.
Uh-oh.
This is, I mean, kind of similar.
Oh.
Old pre-Dutchy HT Now story that we did way back in, I want to say like the 20s, like episode 23 or something. Former host Carp brought us a story about a hidden treasure. Do you remember the hidden treasure of Forest Fen? That's way to fucking step on my toes.
I do remember that.
That's the update. She's sitting here mouthing. Yeah, that's the update.
I meant to send that to you.
That's the fucking update. And then my phone, Duchess.
My phone wouldn't send it. So yeah, what was in the treasure?
The guy was like an art dealer, like an antiquities dealer, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. So he like hid all like his artifacts and shit.
Okay.
It was some millions of dollars worth of shit. And Carp sent it to me because when the story first broke, I was super excited. I was like, I'm ready to quit my job and go be Indiana Jones. Like, this is what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for the opportunity to be Nicolas Cage. Let's go fucking find some national treasures.
And you probably could have got like Travel Channel to sponsor your ass.
Maybe. Or I mean, National I don't Geographic. I don't know if I've necessarily got the look.
Dude, they have a show on that just started called Dino Hunters. I'm sure they would have sponsored you guys.
So, here, I have the article. That's the guy, the old man.
Aww.
I have the article. I wanted to hit a couple high points here. He hit it in the Rocky Mountains in 2010, and last week it was found. An estimated 350,000 people have hunted for this treasure and quit their jobs to do so. It's had deadly consequences. At least 5 people died while searching for this chest. This bitch from Chicago, Barbara Anderson, a Chicago real estate attorney, is filing an injunction in federal district court alleging that she solved the puzzle but was hacked by someone.
Come on. He
stole my solve. He followed me and cheated to get the chest. This is a bad movie, dude. This is Nicolas Cage and shit. He's going to play the fucking lead in this. What? This is National Treasure 3. I'm telling you. I wanted to be this. I wanted to quit my job and go fucking look for it, man. It says $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Is what she's suing for. Or no, this guy. This is a separate guy suing the guy, Forrest. The guy who left the treasure,
yeah.
Suing him for $1 million because it says that this one of the guys that's saying there was no treasure. It says he claimed he deprived him of the treasure through fraudulent statements and misleading clues.
Well, they're not going to make it easy.
Yeah, this guy wrote a book, and in the book, he left clues and things to this treasure and whatnot.
They're more like riddles. It's not really clues, you know, and that's what I mean. They're not going to just straight up tell you where it is, dumbass.
When we originally read this story, the article at that point said that there were people that have gotten real close, you know, because they reach out to him and they say, I was over here, I was over there. And he didn't tell them, but he told whoever was interviewing him, there were people that were fucking knocking on the door and they just didn't get it. But then the people that didn't get it got salty and they were like, there is no treasure. He's lying. You know, so there's like a whole big thing is if it was real or not. And there was pressure at that time for him to say that it was not real because people were dying. 5 people that were searching for this died.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It had to be. I mean, it was in the Rocky Mountains. It had to be fucking in a remote location of some sort. I don't know.
Yeah, but if it was just hidden back in 2010, which was only 10 years ago, and he's 89 and he was 79, if that old ass motherfucker can get there to hide it, then people should be able to get there to get it.
I think that was somebody's rationale.
Yeah, unless
he had to put it there. Unless he put it there years ago.
Somebody else did it for him.
That's true, too.
Like a young nephew.
That's true too. But Carp was actually the one that sent me the update because he was like, holy shit, they found it, you know? And I was like, oh shit, you know? And then we started talking a little bit because I don't talk to Carp as much as I used to.
Right.
And he had said something to me and we were talking about it and that somehow conspiracy theories came up. Like we were fucking talking. Oh, because he said something about, we were just talking about 2020 being crazy or whatever. And he was like, yeah, next thing you know, aliens are going to be landing on the fucking lawn of the White House. Yeah. And I was like, or they're already there if you buy into that sort of thing. And he was like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? And I sent him a few links and the next day he sent me back and he was like, all he sent me back was, man, you're in deep.
Yeah.
I said, would you watch those? And he goes, yeah, you're fucking crazy, dude.
I saw a meme on Facebook that said something like 2020 when all the holidays are on a weekend, let's do this. And then it's like, well,
I saw one of those things about 2020.
Or all the holidays are on a weekend.
Well, yeah, Halloween is going to be on a weekend. I saw some...
4th of July is on a weekend. 4th of July is on a weekend, yeah.
What I saw on Facebook actually last night was that there's a time travel theory about 2020.
What's that?
That time travel is real, mm-hmm. and something happened that they went back to try to prevent. And by preventing the one thing, something else fucked up.
Oh, Jesus.
So that they keep going back in time to try to prevent other shit, and they keep on fucking up other shit.
Well, they need to go back in time and prevent fucking China from eating bats and shit.
Well, this is that's the theory. They're saying that they tried to fucking do that, and by doing that, they fucked something else up.
Well, then they need to go back in time and fucking make bats extinct.
Because they were like, remember when murder hornets were a thing, and then they just disappeared?
Yeah.
What did they change to save us from that, and what was the cost? And then the first comment was like, I don't know, but now we got meth gators, so they fuck something else up.
Butterfly effect.
I thought that was funny. Just because, oh, that's Jason Almey's favorite fucking movie. Tune into the latest episode of Creatures of the Night for more information.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't that have Ashton Kutcher in it?
It does. And that brings me to, I have a crazy conspiracy theory if you want to.
What's that?
If you want to. Well, I got to pull it up for you here. This is one that's not really fit for creatures because I think it's more of a joke.
Okay. Good. You don't believe everything.
I got to show it to you though because it's visual.
Okay.
So this is from Chuck Wendig on Twitter. It says,
okay.
Buckle up, butter dicks. It's time to talk about Doritos. So all he's right. already got my attention.
Sure.
It says,
I, like you and any other human, have definitely enjoyed the zesty natural tang of Doritos corn chips from time to time, as well as their alternative flavors like Cool Ranch, Sweet Chili, Spicy Meatball. I never had Spicy Meatball. Hot Tire and Fresh... No. But then I thought, where did the name come from? I asked my dogs and my son, and we're all in quarantine, but we all came to the consensus that it's probably from Doradito or Golden Brown. But the dogs and the 8-year-old weren't sure, so I Googled it. But no official answers, only guesses. So we went straight to the source, right to the president of Corn Chips, Chex Notes, the CEO of Frito-Lay. And I got this email back and it was like, whoa, the dogs and the 8-year-old agreed we were really onto something, like some Scooby-Doo shit.
And I don't know if you can make that out.
It says, thank you for your interest in Doritos. No business records survive regarding what?
I don't know how to.
Can you click on that?
There we go.
Oh.
Thank you for your interest in Doritos Nacho Chips. No business records survive regarding the naming of our popular snack chips. They were lost in a mysterious fire. Please cease this line of inquiry immediately. Bold font. Do not contact us again or our hand will be forced. Enjoy Doritos.
Wow.
Is what they allegedly got in response from Frito-Lay.
Yeah. What was it? Doradito, which means golden brown?
Yeah.
I think that was just like one of those jokey responses. Like, yeah, who cares? It's Doritos is Doradito.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Because golden... Does he mean Mexicans?
No.
Okay. Because I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with that statement.
No. Well, you got to keep going. You're stopping.
Here's where
he's like...
Oh, a mysterious fire. Our hand will be forced. We knew this was just the trailhead of a much larger mystery. So diligently, we continue to pursue the information, combing the deepest records of the dark web net to find the truth.
The dark web net.
After a little investigation online, I found an early prototype bag for Doritos from the late 1930s. And at first I was like, okay, it's a bag. So what?
So we're looking at this bag.
Toasted Doritos tortilla chips. Toasted 7 cents. Corn taste. 7 cents.
Now, look at a little closer here.
What's in the tortilla?
Look at that symbol right there.
What is it? Then I looked closer and was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Google image. Okay, so Google image searched that like an internet ninja and found that it is an ancient Sumerian sigil, indicating a passageway between worlds, a doorway to an interstitial, purgatorial plane.
Interstitial purgatorial.
The word of the day. Where souls are trafficked like coins and sometimes baked into breads to feed demons. What?
And then, look, Doritos. Door intos. Door into the voids. That's right.
Their nacho corn chips are baked with human souls. They are the product of the eternal void. Their crunch is the sound of ghost bones. The nacho powder is the dehydrated teeth extracted from punished sinners.
And then Doritos replied to his tweet. We told you to leave this alone, but you didn't listen. We will see you soon, Void Walker.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for that guy. That's hilarious.
Hey, there's something to that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when those Blaze Doritos were out, they were literally crack to me. Mm-hmm. I could not eat enough of them. I could not fucking get enough of them, dude.
You know that old saying, what's in a name? Now we know. Everything is in a name. Everything.
Door into the void. Mm-hmm. Doritos. Think about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Next time.
I kind of like it because it's funny, but it could be true.
Yeah, that's why I said I sent it to the guys for creatures, and they were like, get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, okay, it's not creatures level, but it's definitely HTNOS level.
I like it.
I got a listener. I won't call it an email. They come through the website. So, I mean, it comes through an email, but it's because they filled out a form on the website.
Okay.
Statement. It says from Randall, which I don't think is married as fuck because he would probably just texted me. But
he would have said Uncle Randy.
You're right. Well, a listener named Randall. So maybe we have two. It just said, hey, check this out. I think I'd like to see what you think. And it was a link to a Reddit.
Okay.
A Reddit post, because people know that, you know, like our brand, or I won't say our, people know my brand. So I get shit a lot about like stories, you know, check out this on Conspiracy Reddit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I don't really like Reddit, so I get scared and I stay away. Well,
because you don't know how to read it.
I stay away from Reddit because I get scared of Reddit. I don't like
Reddit. That's like surface dark web shit.
So it's a title.
My friend seems to be gone.
My friend seems to be gone off the face of the planet. And what? It's under unexplained. Says, hello, Reddit. I'm on a throwaway account for obvious reasons. Most people I bring this up to cry fake or think I'm insane, so please forgive me. I'm 21 years old, and up till recently, I have not experienced anything that I would call supernatural. I'm still not sure what to think of the supernatural paranormal, but this really freaked me out. I don't know if something brought it on, but I was out with my friends, and I suddenly started thinking about the past, particularly my childhood friend, Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
We went to elementary and middle school together. When I was remembering this, I just assumed that he went to a different high school than me, and we drifted apart. So I decided that I'm going to track him down and reconnect with him. But I can't find any of his social medias or information about him online. And then I sort of forgot about it for a while. Now, I'm going to put a pin in that right there.
Okay.
Because I've had this happen to me, too. I've been... there are two people that were on my hockey team, Matt Duda and Mike Jurisic. Mike Jurisic was my goalie. Matt Duda was my, I guess, co-defender. You know, we used to fucking play defense together. We were back together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love Matt Duda. Mike Jurisic, I could take him or leave him. But, you know, like, I like to see where people are, especially 20 fucking years later, and we were on a hockey team together.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to look for both of them. And there's no trace of them.
I swear I've seen Matt Duda on Facebook.
I can't find him. If you can, send me his profile.
Okay.
Not to say that he didn't exist. I know the motherfucker existed. I've hugged him. I tried to fucking fight him one time just because we were bored. You know, like, I know he existed. I've laid hands on him before. So as I'm reading this, I'm like, motherfucker, not everybody's got social media.
True.
He goes on to say, then about a month ago, I was out with another one of my friends. We'll call her Amy, whom I'd known since elementary school as well. And I ask her if she's been in contact with Brendan or if she knows how to get a hold of him. She seems to hesitate, but when I mentioned his last name, she remembered. She told me that she hadn't spoken to him in probably 8 years, but remembered his parents' address.
Yeah, and she was fucking him.
How do you remember? Yeah, exactly. That's weird. I mean, maybe he doesn't mean like the number on the house, but she remembers where they live. Yeah,
because maybe they're in the same neighborhood.
Remembers where they live, yeah. Okay. So I drive over there seeing as it's not actually that far away. Then his parents open the door and I recognize them. So they say hi to me and invite me inside. I introduce myself and they remark on how much I've grown and then they say that they don't have a son.
Huh.
I immediately assume that maybe he had gotten into drugs or something and they disowned him, but no, they insist they did not have a son at all, just two daughters, who I vaguely recognize or remember, but there's no doubt that this is his family.
Mm-hmm.
I end up outright accusing them of lying and they got really defensive, so I just apologized and we went home.
Huh.
I don't think I got the wrong house. I recognize them and they recognize me, but regardless, I phoned Amy and told her what happened and asked her if she was sure that that was their address. I stopped thinking about it for a little while until 2 weeks ago when Amy texted me saying that he wasn't in any of her yearbooks. And sure as shit, I checked mine and he's not there.
I keep getting goosebumps. You can see him on my arm.
I believe you. We met up a few days ago and we both went inside separate rooms to draw what we thought Brendan looked like. Come the fuck on. Just in case.
How do you draw something like that?
Just in case he was a shared hallucination. But no, we both came back with drawings that looked almost the same, down to the way that he parted his hair and the location of his three face moles.
Oh, sounds like a winner.
Stick a pin in that right there.
All right.
Now, I remember what Matt Duda looks like, mm-hmm. because we've spent a lot of time together. I remember the way he parted his hair because it was 94 as fuck. And, you know, we were skater guys. So fucking everybody parted their hair down the fucking middle and buzzed the sides. Everybody looked like that.
Yeah.
If he had a fucking mole on his face, I'd be hard pressed to know the location of it, whether or not it even exists, let alone unless the fucking like location.
Really
of it.
Big.
He had three face moles. Unless they were fucking positioned in like the Illuminati triangle, I wouldn't fucking know. So in the last few days, we've both been going down a rabbit hole of talking to old teachers and friends. I swear to God, it's like he never existed. We even went down to our old middle school to see if he was in any of class photos, and nothing. I also got some old birthday photos from my mom, and on most of these birthdays, I'm 100% certain that Brendan was there, but again, nothing. Not even my parents remember him. Me and Amy went to check hospital records for some kind of birth certificate or anything, but it's really starting to scare both of us. Is there some kind of explanation for this, supernatural or otherwise? If it were me, I'd just think I dreamed him up, but Amy pointed out the correct address and we both came up with near identical drawings. Edit, I don't think we're mistaking his appearance for someone else's either, because his facial markings were pretty distinct and he got bullied in elementary school for it. Okay, so that explains that, I guess. What do you think so far about hearing this? Without reading ahead like I see you're doing.
Oh, I'm not reading ahead.
Now, what do you think of this? Because immediately, you know how I operate. I want shit to be true. So mm-hmm. I immediately go to, man, maybe this is like some Mandela effect shit. Maybe this kid wasn't here. Maybe he was here and like the fucking shit merged. Maybe he was OA style. He fucking left. He's in a different fucking reality, mm-hmm. or he came from this and that. That's immediately where I go. But this smells like some bullshit from
right. Right. I would think that maybe if it was just this person experiencing this, then it might have been something that he's experienced in a past life or something, or just remember something, maybe a deja vu or like a dream or whatever. Because sometimes when you dream, it's real. And like I said, you're asleep for 8 hours, but sometimes you're only in the dream for like 30 minutes, it feels like. But because he's sharing this with somebody else and they went through all this trouble, I feel like it's not real.
I feel that too, because my initial thoughts, like I said, like as I was reading this, I related to it a little bit, because like I said, there are a couple people that I would like to look up and I haven't been able, it's been years, I haven't been able to find them. It's been kind of a running joke for me and Nick, because like whenever we play games and it's late at night and we get done and it's 2 a.m, I'm like, I'm gonna look up Matt Duda while mm-hmm. I'm still on the mic with him, and he starts laughing and shit. He's like, you're never gonna find a man. Like, it's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, because even the other dude has a Facebook, the one that went to Tennessee with you guys, and he never uses it. That one that Nick hangs out with sometimes.
Oh, Bauman?
Yeah, him.
I know, but Nick still sees Bauman. I know Bauman.
I know, but
I liked a post of his the other day.
Well, like, I know, but he doesn't really do anything, and he, you know, he has a Facebook.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. It says there was an update. I'll keep updating this post with more information as we look. Me and Amy are planning to go back to the house tomorrow and ask more questions and show them the composite sketches. See, that's why I think this is fucking retarded, dude. This is bullshit. We'll be exploring the possibility that Brendan was a foster kid. Want to take a look at his room. I've become more aware that birth certificates are public records, so I'll be looking for a birth certificate. At this point, I don't know if he's a missing person or never existed at all. Should I talk to the police? This sounds like the butterfly effect fucking 2 straight to video, dude. Like, yeah. This is a bad plot to a bad movie.
And even if the parents said they only had 2 daughters, I think they would remember if they had a son.
Update 2. A lot of people are theorizing that Brendan is trans, and that's why his parents insisted that they only had daughters. But I don't think that's the case. Brendan had 2 sisters, so if he transitioned, his parents would say they had 3 daughters. Dude, this is a lot. I want to reconnect with somebody that I fucking played hockey. There's 4 updates. I'm not reading all this. This is a lot. So,
oh my God.
Look at all this. I mean, like, I appreciate Randall. I appreciate sending this to anyone else. I don't want to discourage you from sending shit, because I do enjoy it. And I do. I like reading this shit, even if it's bullshit.
That
I like,
was a lot.
That's a lot. I'm not going to.
I'm
going to
read that. I'm different.
I'll send it. I have it. I'll send it to you. You can check it out yourself. I think that that's somebody that's trolling. Honestly, I think that that's somebody that knows that there's somebody like me out there that is going to be like, oh my God, that's fucking alternate dimensions. You know, like, and they're like, I'm trolling.
They don't get anything out of it though from posting it on
Reddit. That's the idea of trolling though. Like, what they get out of it is that they get me fucking going. That's the payoff.
Yeah, but you can be a troll and just say three words rather than write like a whole storybook.
It depends on how intricate you want to troll.
I guess so.
I had one more.
I'm too lazy to intricately troll.
You and me both. I had another update that I wanted to. This is not really an update, but it's related to. We were talking about randonauting a couple episodes ago and how we tried to do the randonauts thing. I saw a post. Nick Hinton shared it. A group of people in Seattle that were doing the randonaut thing like we were, they sent their intention to travel and then they hit their point and it took them down to like a body of water or whatever, and they found a suitcase at the point, which was weird because they set their intention to travel and they opened up a suitcase and guess what was inside?
What?
A fucking body.
Ew.
They found a dead body and I don't know if like they solved the murder or whatever, but like, yeah, they had to call the cops because they found a fucking dead body in a suitcase.
Can you imagine the smell that came out of that thing?
Dude, man. And
it's been in the water.
There was no like details or anything, but it was like it was a story. Like,
yeah, it probably looked like one of those blobs that wash up on the beach.
Oh, those. What do they call it?
Globbers or something.
Yeah, globsters.
Globsters.
Yeah. Nick shared the post from whoever actually did it, and it was a Newsweek article that, you know, like a group of kids found a, I don't want to say kids, they might be in their 20s or whatever, but found a suitcase in Seattle with a body in it, and it was because of the fucking Randonaut app. I'm like, that's nuts, dude, that it took them to a not only that they found a suitcase with a body in it, but that fucking app took them to that spot.
Like, and those kids are probably thinking, this is a suitcase full of money.
Well, that's always the first thought, right?
Because I'm like, well, we're going to travel the world. There's a suitcase full of money. And then it was just a suitcase full of mush.
I got two videos for you that I want to go out with on, and then we'll wrap this one up.
Because it's lunchtime.
Yeah, we're running a little long, and we got to go get some paint because you got some chores for me to do today. So I won't keep it too much longer, but I got two videos.
Yeah, because I wanted to be out by now.
First one I got for you. Is potentially, well, here, I won't spoil it. I'll show you the video and then I'll tell you.
It make you want to slap your mama.
My Pristo's got the best motherfucking gyros you ever f***ing ate in your life. So good. Take one, think to you got the Peter.
They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites. They got tzatziki. Hold on. Octopi tequila. Well, whatever, but it's good. Apple soup, copper pizza, and they got wine too. I'm telling you, come on down to Papa Cristo's. You can't even pronounce the food, it's so goddamn good.
Show them what you're working with, Papa. Show them how you do it.
Hey, Papa, hey, where are you? Papa Cristo, are you here? Papa Cristo, are you here?
Come on down to Papa Cristo's, 2771 West Boulevard Pico.
Or, you can call right now and get it delivered. Papa Cristo's. Ooh, make you want to do the thing.
Ja Rule wearing a shirt that says, I love Greece.
I like Ja Rule.
I love Greece.
Last time I seen him was on that Fire documentary.
Now, when I first saw this, I had this saved for probably 5 days.
Okay.
I immediately sent it to Adam because I'm like, you're going to want to show this to Bobby. Like, this is fucking, my first assumption about Ja Rule doing a video, a commercial for a Euro joint, was that it was some sort of like a cameo situation where they were paying him money.
Yeah, like those you can pay artists for record something.
To
for
do
you.
Like, yeah, like I could pay, I've had some thoughts about maybe giving fucking Chuck Liddell $400 and like saying you're listening to the hashtag No Offense Show or whatever, you know, because it's kind of fucking cool. But I would never do that. But I thought that's what this was. So I sent it to him, and like he played it for Bobby on CNPC, and Bobby's like, this is not real. This is fucking fake. This is whatever. And obviously it's real. You see it's fucking Ja Rule. There. I did a little bit of searching. I did a little fucking Googling. That's going to be on a show that started last week. Okay.
Oh.
It's called like, I forget what the fuck it's called. It's on TBS. Okay. And it's hosted by Blossom.
Ew.
Fucking Mayim Bialik is the host of this show, and it's basically about like celebrities in fucking lockdown that are like basically. I think the idea is like from their house they can endorse a product or something like that, and they can make you want to fucking buy this product or something like that. I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm butchering that.
Is it like how I watch the 90 Day Fiancé Pillow Talk? It's like that, ain't it? Because celebrities are on the couch.
I don't know.
I've seen a commercial for it.
I don't know. It's on TBS. I was actually going to watch the first episode because I think that's the one that this Ja Rule thing was on. Mm-hmm. But what I read had a quote from the guy from the Eurospot, and he was like, our business is fucking booming. I don't call it what you want. Like, it was silly, whatever. But he was like, we got more orders this past week. Like, fucking, he was like, shout out to Ja Rule, because Ja Rule is the man. Yeah. It's hard times right now. Our shit's locked down, and we got orders up the fucking butthole. So good. Ja Rule got the tzatziki rolling for this fucking spot.
That was the only one he could pronounce.
Dude, to be fair, those are some hard-ass names. Unless you know, those are some fucking hard-ass names, okay? And since we're updating the other video I got for you, we got a new joint here from the War Rack Boys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know.
Rack in this shit, and you know how we coming, baby. Every day we do this shit. Let's
They're in the basement now.
Look, that one's got a mask on.
I'm buzzing. Yeah. Counting hundreds while y'all struggling. Mm-hmm. Envious of me, y'all are really bumming. Huh. Shout out to my team, y'all know how we running. Know how we gunning. Topics of discussion in this old rubbish. With that mat, you know the grapes we be busting. Run up on us, and that's your fucking concussion. Huh. Yo, I got 100 checks. That's 100 dudes hunting 100 necks.
Yeah, look at the blessed. Dude. Like fucking Heidi. The way that
I oh my god.
Remember him from the other one?
He looked better in the other one.
Mom, the sexual relations. Uh-huh. While you watch from the bottom like a feeding crustacean. Yeah. We let out the pain.
That guy looks like Kenny Powers' Mexican brother from Mexico. You remember him?
Oh yeah.
Fucking movement. I take a charge from my team because we ain't never losing. Oh. See, this is our destiny and we gonna pursue it. If you ain't on our side, then
I like how they got the workout equipment in the basement and the stuffed animals.
I was gonna say, I was like, is that a rocking horse?
Cold like Froyo. I know all about the culture, so I can't go.
There's a crutch back there.
Heidi just knocked over the fucking punching bag.
And took his shirt off and says, I'm arguing with.
I'm not arguing. I'm just explaining why I'm right.
Humans supposed to slay 5 days out of the week just to struggle with your bills and say a vacation is a day at the beach. I get paid to spit heat. Free my boy Chief East. He's in a box, but it's his time to eat. You heard what? You heard what?
The guy that was in the tool shed before was in a box. He just busted out the box.
We the hottest. I'm hopping out of everything. But a closet. My whole soul sick. Haters be nauseous. We
out. He's got. Look at him. He's got that llama. He's got that stuff.
My brother's brown, black, and white chocolate. Made out of different races. Flexing blue faces. Big bags we chasing. Milfs we dating. We amazing. Feel what I'm saying? Hold up. Now I'm talking shit. Come over here and take a whiff. Grab a girl's booty. Give it a pinch. Look, you're my people, but your daughters love every inch. Every inch. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
Ew, breathing like that.
Dude, so I'm going to go on record and say that thank God for coronavirus because it has birthed such creative forces as the War Rack Boys. Mm-hmm. I hope that they continue to make these videos because I'd like to think that, they had fucking, I don't know how many thousands of views. So, I mean, like, I'm not like launching them by any means, but I've at least turned on, like, Sam PC played a War Rack video this past week. I know this guy, I want to say he's from the UK. His name is Jigs. He's got a podcast. I know that he's done a war because he hit me up in the DMs. He was like, "Hey, where's that video for the fucking War Rack? I want to talk about that." And he had a one of his episodes. I think the title was like something like the rap game nowadays is about how good you can headbutt things or something like that because they're headbutting the fucking phones and the cameras and all that shit. I hope that this never dries up. I'm all about the War Rack, man.
I'm missing basketball shorts. Wasn't in this one though. That little chubby blonde haired kid.
The brother from Eastbound and Down was gone from this one. Mm-hmm. Or the one kid from Eastbound and Down. So they replaced him with the Mexican brother from fucking season two. He was in there. Got to trade one for the other. Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap it up. I know you're anxious. I know you're anxious. You want to get the fuck out of here. I see it. I see it in your eyes.
I have to pee.
I see it in your eyes. This has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense Show. Please subscribe to us on all the platforms. You know we're available everywhere. Check us out for updates and whatnot.
Spit it out, motherfucker. I got a piss.
I'm the pressure. I'm buckling under the pressure. Follow us on all the socials at HTNOS. Go to HTNOS.com. Do all the things. You know, Inner Circle PN. Shout out to Simmons and Moore. Shit Happens When You Party Naked. The Hood Diner, The Plunge, and Failing Hollywood. We recorded fresh new Creatures of the Night last night. That'll be dropping this coming week. Me and Riley have been talking. We're going to be bringing sports back. I know I said that last week, but we've been talking again, and we're going to be bringing sports back this week. A lot of things happening over there at the Inner Circle. It's good shit. If you like us, you'll love them. Please check out all the shows. Reach out to us. Shoot us those emails, those messages. I love them for content. I love to hear from you. I love that what we're saying is actually resonating with you guys. Call, leave us messages on the voicemail, 813-773-5706. I don't know if we'll be back next week. Next weekend is 4th of July.
Right. So we don't have any plans.
I guess, COVID. So, I mean, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't fucking know. If we're back, we're back. If we're not, you'll see it. Well, we're going to the drive-in. It's Jaws and Back to the Future. Oh, that's we're going right. to the fucking drive-in. I am doing that. So we'll see. We'll see.
I'm also pitching Pod Dads.
Pod Dads?
Mm-hmm. With you and Almy. I want to see that happen.
Dutch, okay. You did this at the end when you want me to wrap up. This is when you want to drop this? Okay, we'll fucking talk about that later.
Okay.
If you want to reach out to me, I'm the real Wutzke everywhere.
I'm the Duchess Wutzke everywhere.
Hey, winner, #NoOffense though.
Bye.